Good evening and welcome in to the Sectional 54 Championship game. It's Clinton Central. It's Carroll. This one to cut down the nets here at Bethesda Christian High School. Good evening. Welcome in. I'm Sam Work, joined by my broadcast partner, Kyle Etherington. This broadcast brought to you by Collisions Unlimited, Wampler Services Incorporated, Milner Community Healthcare, The Farmers Bank, Flowers and Friends, Newell Gas, TC Trailers, and BCS Boutique. Both these teams have had to go through a pair of games to get here. Carroll blew out a pair of opponents in Clinton Prairie and Bethesda Christian. Clinton Central got a big win over Rossville. Many people thought Rossville was the favorite to win this sectional. Clinton Central beat them by four on Tuesday, came out and dominated against Frontier last night. And now both teams with a chance to cut down the nets. What are you looking forward to in this matchup, Kyle?
Well, we've got a game of contrasting styles against two teams that really know each other pretty well. Both teams driving over 50 miles to come down to this gym at Bethesda Christian, even though they know each other that well. First, you've got the Carroll Cougars, who have really turned up the defensive intensity. Brady Wiles talked on Inside the Huddle about the importance of it, just everything clicking together as one, and that's exactly what they've been able to do in this tournament, blowing their opponents out both on offense and shutting them down on defense. And then on the other side, you've got John Harrell's worst enemy, the Clinton Central Bulldogs, who took down in the first round the heavily favored Rossville Hornets, who had only lost one game throughout the entire season. And then they took care of business last night as well. Clinton Central probably going to play a much slower game, especially with Carly Davidson and her bum ankle that she re-aggravated just a few days ago against Sheridan. So it'll be interesting to see the contrasting styles, and it'll be interesting to see who exactly is able to come out with a piece of the net on that fabulous bus ride all the way back to their home school tonight.
Well, the battle of a couple of really good coaches, Don Helmick for Clinton Central in his fifth year, closing in on 100 wins at Clinton Central. He already picked up career win number 300. Brady Wiles in his seventh season as the coach of the Cougars. 125 wins in those 7 years, 125 and 47. He's had an excellent career. We were able to catch up with both of them this morning on Inside the Huddle. What were your biggest takeaways from what they said?
They're ready. They're ready to go. You could almost tell through the phone and on the radio that these guys are locked in, they're focused, and their teams are locked in and focused as well. And I think there is also an appreciation on both sides as well, thinking that if you're going to go to the sectional championship and if you have to lose to somebody, I think if you had to lose to somebody, this is the team that you would be all right losing to, just because both of these teams have played very well in this tournament at different stretches, especially going up against some different quality of opponents and everything associated with it. So both of these guys are going to be locked in, and both of these coaches have some pretty talented players that have helped them get to well over 100 and 300 wins throughout their careers. So it's all about the players with these two guys. A lot of respect, but as soon as that ball is tipped up, it's going to be game time, and it's going to be a dogfight in more ways than one.
Well, let's talk about the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Mentioned the big win over Rossville on Tuesday, and then they were able to beat Frontier last night by 22. And with that big win, they were able to get Carly Davidson a little bit of extra rest. She tweaked her ankle in the Rossville game in the regular season. That was about 2 weeks ago. Then last Saturday, kind of re-injured it in the matchup against Sheridan. Didn't know if she was going to play in this sectional, and she has gutted through it, battled through it, and playing some of her best basketball. And the other girls on Clinton Central have really stepped up when she has had to take a seat or when she has had to stand in the corner a little bit, rest that ankle. In Emily Long and Abby Harris, those two have had big roles. And then Addie Mounts, down low, came in averaging 3.3 points per game. She had 10 points in the game against Rossville, got open looks, and was able to knock them down.
And they needed every single one of them. And one thing that I'm sure Clinton Central is especially happy about is that they're not playing the early game like they did in the last two rounds here in sectional. They're playing at a normal time, 7:30. One thing that we talked about with Coach Helmick is that right during the Rossville game, they didn't get the appropriate warm-up in just because of the taping of the ankles along with the trainer and everything like that. So that's one thing that I'm interested to see, just how well Carly Davison does. Hopefully she's got that ankle taped up, ready to go, and that way she doesn't have to play off the ball the way she kind of did against Rossville, just kind of getting used to the tape and loosening it up. But you said it exactly right, Sam. Emily Long on the inside, especially on the defensive side, was terrific, especially in the second half, and shutting down Ava Burkle for Rossville. Burkle only got 6 shots off that entire game, and a lot of that had to do with Emily Long's defense. And then on the offensive end against Rossville, you had Adeline Mounts. I think that might have been a season high for 10 points, and a lot of those came off of Carly Davison drives when she got the double team. And then Abby Harris, only 23 three-pointers hit by the Bulldogs coming into this tournament. Abby Harris hit 4 of them last night. Her shot looked a lot better last night on a Friday night than it did on Tuesday night. She's going to have to play a big game, especially from behind the arc, if Clinton Central is going to go home with the trophy tonight.
And normally in a situation like this where Clinton Central's played a really tough game and then a little bit of an easier game on Friday night, whereas Carroll has played a couple of easier teams and gotten big wins by 20 points, I would ask about maybe if Carroll hasn't felt that test yet. But with the way the Cougars are playing, I can't really say that because they are hitting on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not playing down to their opponents. They're playing to a standard. And, in fact, last night's game, their main goal was to get to that 35-point marker. That way all the starters could have a seat and they could get a little bit of extra rest because they knew tonight was going to be a much bigger matchup and a lot tougher opponent than what they were playing last night in Bethesda Christian. But you said it exactly right. The defense has just been spectacular. The 3-2, the 2-3. The 1-3-1, the 2-2-1, and anything else that Brady Wiles and his staff can come up with. I think eventually they're going to come up with a 1-1-1-1-1 if they
need it. I wouldn't be surprised.
So they've played with defensive intensity. It's really been quick on the fly. And as Carroll comes onto the floor, we are surrounded in a sea of blue. It's a green wave across the way, all the way in downtown Brownsburg, as big as this gym feels sometimes. So it's going to be an exciting matchup. Who exactly is going to dictate the pace and who's going to be able to play their game? If Carroll is able to turn this into a track meet, you're going to be pretty happy going back to Carroll High School tonight with a piece of that net.
Well, Jillian Saltz has led the way this entire season, averaging 14 points per game. She's had over 15 in each of the first halves of the first two games, averaging 2.3 blocks per game. She's hit 22 threes on the year. She's been really impressive to watch. The freshman, Kinley Randall, 17 points in the first half of last night's game. Maddie Isley has had a great season, close to 10 points per game. Eliza Reinhart averaging close to a double-double on the season. And then the two defensive stoppers and three-point shooters in Olivia Schroeder and Briley Springer. Springer has been like a magnet over the last week and a half. She had 4 threes in the first game, 3 threes last night. She's been really impressive.
Yep, she's been absolutely one word. She's been evil to her opponents. She gets right in their jersey. She does it without fouling. And she's really frustrated her opponents throughout this entire season, but especially in the last two games. Kind of took a couple of elbows in one game, took an elbow in the mouth the last game. She came off the court. Coaches checked on her. She looked at him and said, "I'm fine, coach. Put me back in. Why'd you take me back out?" So we shall see exactly how both of these teams do as they're getting ready for the national anthem coming up in just about 40 seconds away from this sectional final beginning. I can't wait.
We will hear from Coach E's keys to the game after the break. We got national anthem. We've got starting lineups coming up in just a little bit. I do want to mention, picked a couple of X factors for tonight's game, players that I think have to have a good game in order for each specific team to win. I think for Carroll, it starts with Maddie Isley. We've seen what everybody else can do. We got to see Maddie Isley step up in this game, and I think she's prone to have a good game tonight, primed to have a good game tonight. On the other side, it's Emily Long for Clinton Central. She's been asked a lot more in this sectional tournament for rebounding, scoring, bringing the ball up the floor, handling the basketball. She's going to have a big game tonight for Clinton Central to get the win. We're going to take a short break and be right back with the starting lineups and Coach E's keys to the game after this 2-minute timeout.
What sets Milner Community Healthcare in Rossville apart? Dedication to the spiritual, physical, and mental well-being of all their residents. Milner Community Healthcare provides top quality care at reasonable prices. Special services such as nursing care, therapeutic diets, open visiting, and transportation to clinics and activities. Stop and look at the professional caring services at Milner Community Healthcare. You'll like what you see. Milner Community Healthcare in Rossville.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and nothing says I love you like flowers from Flowers and Friends in downtown Flora. From classic red roses to beautifully arranged bouquets and unique gifts, they have everything you need to make someone's day unforgettable. Don't wait. Their most popular arrangements are going fast, so get your orders in now. Visit flowersandfriends.net or stop by Flowers and Friends in downtown Flora today.
Do you need junk, trash, or construction debris removed? Wamplers has been in the trash removal business since 1948. Call today to schedule regular trash pickup for your home, farm, or business. Wamplers Disposal Service will provide you with one-time trash disposal for your special project or event. We supply dumpsters from 2 yards up to roll-offs. You worry about making the trash, let Wamplers worry about what to do with it. Call Wamplers today at 659-3721. Remember, at Wamplers, you call and we'll haul.
Collisions Unlimited in Flora is Carroll County's largest and finest collision repair facility, serving their customers since 1997. They offer complete auto body repair as well as glass replacement and repair on all makes and models. Collisions Unlimited will repair your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a timely manner. Their entire team supports the Carroll Cougars.
Go Cougars!
Back now on WILO. National Anthem is done. They're now announcing the starting lineups. While they do that, let's hear from Coach E's keys to the game.
Hey, thank you, Sam. Coach E's keys to the game, unsullied by sponsors since 2024. First and foremost, for the Clinton Central Bulldogs, number one, you're going to have to play your game tonight. You're going to have to play at a much slower pace, because if you get into a run-and-gun game with Carroll, you definitely are going to be on the bus extremely sad going home tonight. Secondly, three-point shooting. Clinton Central has really struggled from the three-point line this entire season. If they want to be able to upset Carroll, who is heavily favored in this game, is going to have to start from the three-point shooting. And Abby Harris, if she can have a good game from outside the arc, good things are going to happen for the Clinton Central Bulldogs. And then lastly, you got to limit the second chance opportunities, whether it be on long rebounds or offensive rebounds. Carroll has just been absolutely crazy when it's come to the rebounding game in this tournament. You got to limit the amount of opportunities they have for scoring. And then on the other side for the Carroll Cougars, defensive intensity, keep this going. They love to change defenses on the fly. I expect to see them to continue to play strong defense tonight with that defensive intensity. And then secondly, we talked about this already, turn it into a track meet. You got a point guard that's got a hurt ankle. You've got a real short bench. Turn it into a track meet, get some steals, and let's get off and running. And then lastly, clean the glass. The Dogs have been absolutely that on the rebounding game the last two rounds of the sectional. They've been dogs on the offensive glass. Do not give them any type of hope for any type of second chance points. That, my friend, are the keys to victory in this sectional championship here tonight.
Plenty of time to spare there for Coach E's keys to game. We're ready to go. Carroll and Clinton Central getting ready to tip things off. It's the Cougars in their home white uniforms. They're the home team on the scoreboard. White jerseys with the blue numbers and black outlines. Clinton Central in their road black uniforms, green and white outlines and white numbers. It's Saltz that wins the tip, but she bats it to Clinton Central, and Abby Harris corrals to start the game. Harris has it poked away by Kinley Randall. 2-on-2 on the fast break. Randall drops it off. It's picked away and stolen by Carly Davison.
Randall made a fantastic steal, and she kind of made the pass without looking for Schroeder, as Clinton Central, excellent transition defense that time.
Davison directs traffic at midcourt, guarded by Olivia Schroeder. Sending two bodies at Carly Davison at all times and leaving Hannah Jacobs open. Emily Long has it right wing, 7:21 to play in the first quarter. Still scoreless here in the sectional 54 championship game. Long guarded by Eliza Reinhart, picks up her dribble at the free throw line, kicks it out to Abby Harris. Harris handoff dribble to Hannah Jacobs coming up the floor. Central shooting at the basket to our right here in the first half as they hand it off to Carly Davison and reset the offense. Davison dribbles to the left wing, denies the screen from Mounts, works her way inside, hit a couple of bodies, tried to force a shot, missed everything. The rebound by Eliza Reinhart. Reinhart nearly throws it away, tried to save it from going out of bounds, but it's saved by Abby Harris.
Pretty wild turn of events. Carly Davidson, she was able to drive in, but she ran into a wall, and Jillian Saltz, and Saltz didn't move a single muscle on that one.
Davidson now gets the handoff dribble, works from the top of the key, stops, pops, left it short, and the rebound by Eliza Reinhart. Reinhart pushing it up the floor, gives it to Schroeder, right back to her. Now to Saltz, swing it to Randall. Randall will set the offense. Coach Wiles called her a true point guard, something they haven't had over the last two seasons, but she has really turned into that in the course of her freshman campaign. And Isley in the corner, two-man game, as they kick it to Randall, far wing. Randall Isley in this far corner, now gives it to Eliza Reinhart. They swing it, reverse it. Now the low block for Jillian Saltz, working against Emily Long. Good denial, and they kick it back out for Kinley Randall. Randall floats one to the opposite corner. Baseline drive for Maddie Isley. She's cut off. Has to kick it back out for Kinley Randall. Her three-pointer is left short. Isley's there for an offensive rebound. Had it tipped out of bounds by Davison.
And we saw earlier in the season with Carroll and Clinton Central, we saw Clinton Central come out in a 3-2 zone, and that's exactly what Clinton Central is playing right at the outset. Really good rotations. They're going to have to limit the amount of fouls that they give just because of their shorter bench as compared with Carroll. Looks like we got an earring substitution there as well, partner.
Maddie Isley had to come out of the game, couldn't get her earring out after the ref asked her to take it out, and Riley Springer's into the game for Carroll. Randall fakes a three, kicks it to Schroeder, now inside to Reinhart. Tried to up and under move against Davison and draws the foul. Davison forced to play in that low post area.
And that was one of the big things that we saw in our game that we did with Carroll and Clinton Central, is that Carroll was able to get the Bulldogs in some early foul trouble, and it really limited what they could do throughout the rest of the game. With Carly Davidson and Emily Long down low playing against Saltz especially, it could be the same story, different date.
Isley has checked back in, so got her rearing out cleanly. Eliza Reinhart to the charity stripe, and she nails both free throws. First points of the game, 5:23 to go in the first quarter. Carroll leads it 2-0. Ball in the hands of Emily Long, works from the volleyball line up near the top of the key. Long drives inside past Reinhart, but she's blocked by Jillian Saltz.
Excellent body control by Jillian Saltz as she just sticks her hand out there and make sure that she avoids any type of body contact whatsoever on the long drive.
Long will trigger from underneath, bounce pass into Harris, and Long will take the three-pointer from the corner, tracks down her own miss as she followed the shot. Spins inside, got Saltz in the air, draws the foul.
And that's a big offensive rebound for Clinton Central as it gives them another opportunity at the basket. But that's also huge as Jillian Saltz picks up her first foul here with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Emily Long will head to the line. First opportunity at the charity stripe for the Bulldogs, and Long connects on the free throw.
Offensive rebounding has really been huge for Clinton Central in these two games in this sectional, and Emily Long immediately followed her shot, and she's getting rewarded with two free throws. Tied up 2-2.
5 minutes remain here in the first quarter as Randall will bring it across the timeline. Randall surveys this 3-2 zone of Clinton Central that kind of shifts its way into a 2-3. Randall will take a long three, cannot hit. And Mounts is there for the rebound.
And that one clanked off the back iron. If that's the type of shot that you're going to force him into, Clinton Central's definitely got to be happy about that possession.
A pair of handoff dribbles as Harris will attack from the right side. Now hands it off to Carly Davison. Davison, nice find inside for Jacobs, who can't finish. Had a shot at the block. And you see a little bit more fire from Carly Davison and Abby Harris in this game. They know how much this game means. Four seniors that have played together for their entire career in Davison, Harris, Jacobs, and Long. Four seniors on the Clinton Central roster. Saltz spins it back out to Kinley Randall. Now to Schroeder, back into Saltz. Double team comes. Still wants to work against Long. Drops it off to the other block for Isley. Kicks it out for Randall. Randall back into Isley, low post. And they kick it back out to the top of the key. Kick to Isley in the corner. She attacks down the lane. Stripped by Carly Davison. Long dives on the floor to save it. Davison trying to work on Schroeder. Drops it off. Ball swatted away. On the floor. Jump ball. And all three referees run in to try to break that one up early.
A little bit of a fumble on the play. Emily Long, one of them in there. Isley in on the fumble as well. Carroll's going to take over, but what a great defensive play by Carly Davidson as she was able to strip Maddie Isley. Definitely playing with fire, though, as she's already got one foul here in the first.
Springer comes in. Isley will check out. Randall has top of the key and kicks to Saltz on the right wing. Saltz drops it off for Reinhardt. Now to Springer in the corner. Her three-pointer missed badly off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound by Randall. She got it back off her miss and is fouled on the rebound.
And so far, Carroll has been cleaning the glass, at least on that possession. Had a couple of extra opportunities off of the off shot from the right corner.
And that's the first foul on Emily Long. We'll keep an eye on that, as Long has been prone to fouling out this season. Schroeder on the wing, inside for Reinhardt, goes up strong for two off the dribble.
And that's why the post game is so important in girls basketball, because if you cannot get the ball into the post and you just settle for three-pointers, you're going to have to hit a lot of them, just because those are difficult shots in girls basketball, that three-pointer.
Long on the handoff. She gives it to Davison left wing. Davison works off the screen from Mounts, sees two, kicks it inside to Mounts, now to Jacobs. Kicks it back outside for Emily Long, and they'll reset the offense at the volleyball line to Harris. Harris, left foul line extended, dribbles back to the top of the key, all the way around the key, drops it off for Carly Davison, who goes up and under for two.
She uses the backboard from behind her back, and she also is able to get away from Jillian Saltz, who had her in her grasp. Thought for a second she was going to get her second block of the game.
4-4 first quarter, 2:31 left to go. Randall holds top of the key. Nobody's guarding her. She's already missed a couple threes, but doesn't want to take that one. Springer has it, gives it back to Randall. And he looks at Coach Wiles, and he says, attack. To the corner they go for Schroeder, back up top for Randall. She wants to take another three. This one misses short. Rebound corralled by Eliza Reinhardt. Goes up, misses the shot. Rebound pulled down by Harris. And a jump ball possession error going to Clinton Central.
And one thing that Clinton Central is doing a really great job of doing is they're really clogging the middle with Adeline Mounts at the top of that 3-2. They're trying to avoid any type of dribble penetration. That's where we saw Randall become really effective in the Bethesda Christian game. She has not looked to drive the ball half as much as she did in that first quarter against the Patriots last night.
Carroll, a team that we've seen score 70 on multiple occasions, averaging close to 60 points a game, has just four with 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. We're tied 4-4. Harris hands off to Long, dribbles along the wing. Long dribbles all the way inside of the block, trying to kick it to the corner, stolen by Randall. Randall on a 2-on-2, all the way to the block. Blocked at the up top, but a foul down low going on Abby Harris.
And the first time she got a steal on the fast break, she looked to pass it. She wasn't passive that time, and she goes right into Abby Harris. And so far, the big three seniors for Clinton Central each have one foul, although it's still a 4-4 game.
Randall knocks down the free throw. Nariah Harvey checks in for Clinton Central as Addie Mounts takes a seat on the bench. Audrey Richardson is in for Carroll. Schroeder heads to the bench. 1:34 to go here in the first quarter. As Randall goes 1-of-2 at the line, giving Carroll a 5-4 lead. Davison looks inside. Harvey's shot no good. Knocked out of bounds, and it's staying with Clinton Central.
And the rotations for Carroll, especially in transition, not as crisp and not as quick as they've been the last two games, as you had a fast break off of a missed free throw there for Clinton Central.
Inbounds pass along. She left her shot short. Rebounds it in the corner. Another offensive rebound for Clinton Central. Pass inside to Nariah Harvey. Cut off. Kicks it back to the top of the key where it slips through the legs of Abby Harris. She has to go all the way to the midcourt stripe to get it. Long now holds top of the key. Pounded by Eliza Reinhart. Lost the ball for a second, gets it back. Long drives inside. Triple team, drops it off for Mariah Harvey. Hits the underside of the basket. And a jump ball possession there going to Carroll. So what we've seen so far is aggressive defense on the big three for Clinton Central in Davison, Long, and Harris, and forcing the role players to put up a lot of shots. Harvey's missed a couple of good looks, Mount's missed a good look, and Jacobs has missed a good look.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting some terrific looks. They just got to convert on them. And one thing for Carroll is they're not attacking to the basket as much. You got to wonder, how aggressive are they going to be going forward?
Salt steps into a triple and cans it.
And if you're hitting a three-pointer like that, you don't need to be aggressive going to the basket. Nothing but net for Jillian Saltz.
Davison stops on a dive, tries to drop it to the block, turns it over. Pass up ahead for Briley Springer, trying to save it from going out of bounds. And it's turned over. 8-4 to 29.5 left in the first quarter.
And a lot of times as a point guard, your first look is for that two guard in the right corner. But you can't force it if it's not there, especially if you throw your teammate out of bounds like that. Another squandered opportunity, and right now it looks like Clinton Central is going to hold for the final shot, partner.
21 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Davison holds the basketball. Off the screen from Long. Gears her way inside, threw it away. She was looking to the block for Harvey. Wasn't ready for the pass. And something we haven't seen from Davison over the last two games is the visible frustration with teammates missing shots, and we've seen it here in the first quarter.
Definitely, and they're playing for their lives, all of these seniors here tonight on both sides.
9 seconds remaining, pass to Isley, shot fake, trying to get it to Reinhart, 4 seconds left, pounded by Long. Reinhart is fouled. Long has got to be careful, that's foul number two.
And the thing was, there was absolutely no reason for that foul, as Coach Don Helmick is telling her right now, because there's only 1 second left to go on the clock.
Pass into Saltz. He'll shoot it at the buzzer, too strong. And after the first quarter, 8-4 defensive battle here at Bethesda Christian. We'll take a short break. You're right back after this 60-second timeout.
Hi, I'm J.C. Dunn, mortgage originator at the Farmers Bank. The Farmers Bank offers a full array of mortgage loan products to meet your financial needs. At the Farmers Bank, you are always working with local people and local decision making. I not only serve as your mortgage originator, but as an advisor in selecting the type of mortgage that is best suited for your situation. For more information or to answer questions about your mortgage loan needs, I can be reached at 765-654-8731. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Roby from BCS Boutique in Michigan Town. Valentine's Day is almost here, and it smells like fresh flowers from BCS Boutique. Order your Valentine's flowers today, or stop in and find the perfect gift for your sweetheart. We have soaps and candles, decorative signs, fragrance, handmade crafts, succulents, houseplants, and so much more. Not sure what to choose? Gift certificates are always a great idea. Come see us at BCS Boutique in Michigan Town, or call 765-437-3647.
Back on WILO. You're at Bethesda Christian, the host of Sectional 54. That's the championship game between Clinton Central and Carroll, and it's the Cougars that lead 8-4 as we get ready to start the second quarter. Olivia Schroeder face guarding Carly Davison. So the Bulldogs will throw it to the backcourt for Abby Harris. Diamond in one defense for Carroll. One-on-one, they go with Schroeder on Davison. Harris looks to set the play call up. Harris will settle into a right wing three. Couldn't find the bank. Eliza Reinhart has her third rebound here in the first half. She's also the leading scorer with four. Schroeder right wing goes to the free throw line for Saltz, who dribbles it out. Back to Schroeder, right foul line extended. Probing inside, two dribbles, now inside to Reinhart. Reinhart off the block, up and good for two.
And that's the second time that Reinhart has caught and has immediately drop step inside. If Carroll's going to beat Clinton Central, the inside cannot be passive. They've got to be able to take it in strong.
Olivia Schroeder in the face of Carly Davison. Davison pulling with the right hand, works through the right wing. switches to the left, dribbles around the top of the key, all the way to the left wing, now in the short corner for Emily Long. Long, two dribbles inside, forces a tough mid-range jumper. Reinhardt there for the rebound. Reinhardt kicks to Schroeder, now to Isley. Sends one inside to Eliza Reinhardt, and well too high, hits the top of the backboard and off the back into the support system, out of bounds. As Addie Mounts is checked back in, Mariah Harvey heads to the bench.
But I really like what Eliza Reinhardt's doing. Number one, really difficult weak side board that she was able to get, and she immediately goes right down into the post, looks to score every single time. Might have gotten, had the ball tipped just a little bit, might have altered the shot. I really like what she's doing so far, though.
Harris kicks to Long, right wing three, left it short. Reinhardt pulls down another rebound. Up ahead to Madison Isley on the fast break, draws the foul, and if that's on Long, that will be number three here in the first half. And it is. Emily Long, who fouled out of the game last night, has picked up her third foul with 6:12 remaining in the second quarter. 10-4 Carroll on top. Isley heads to the charity stripe.
And Maddie Isley, even though she misses the first of those free throws, picks up the big foul on Emily Long, and she's going to be sitting down. Really excellent job of her hands, because as she was fanning out, the pass was already there. Carroll's fast break is almost too quick for themselves on this standpoint.
And Isley goes 0 of 2 at the line, where Carroll has struggled the most is the charity stripe, shooting 54% on the season. Davison trying to get a fast break layup, couldn't get it as she's knocked away going up. Saltz trying to go coast to coast with the left hand, up and good.
And what a great defensive play by Olivia Schroeder, as it looked like she was able to get just a little bit of the basketball on Carly Davidson. Olivia Schroeder, the defensive stopper, she prides herself on that every single game.
Harris, top of the key, dribbles inside with the right hand, kicks to Harvey. Harvey around the lane. Now gives it to Carly Davison. Davison back to Harris, right foul line extended, dribbles to the top of key, trying to force the pass inside. It's batted around right into the hands of Addie Mounts, who has an easy two.
And that's just bad luck, because Maddie Isley got a hand on the ball, but unfortunately for Carroll, it went to Adeline Mounts for that layup.
Schroeder trying to force a pass to Springer in the corner, had it knocked out of bounds. Stays with Carroll, they'll inbound from the far side, opposite side of the court, in the corner. They get it out to Olivia Schroeder. Back to Springer. Now Schroeder holds top of the key. Goes back to Springer in the corner. Her triple. Left it short. Offensive rebound by Jillian Saltz. Back up and in.
And had an excellent shot from the corner. And Jillian Saltz more than willing to accommodate the weak side board.
14-6. 5:12 to go in the second quarter. 30-second timeout called by Brady Wiles to talk over his defense. It's interesting. You see a lot of coaches call timeouts after a run by the other team when they need to set something different up on offense. Brady Wiles sets up timeouts when his team is on a run so he can set something different up on defense.
Yeah, absolutely, and guaranteed he's definitely talking to them about the rotations. They're doing a great job of stopping the ball movement in terms of the dribbler, but when it comes to that pass to that role player, they're kind of forgetting about him just a little bit. So one thing in particular that he's definitely talking to them about is that, other than setting up a different defense, which I'm not shocked if they come out in a different defense this time, but guaranteed he's saying to those people on the weak side, if you stop Carly, you can't forget about the other four players, because they're going to shoot if they get an open shot.
2-2-1 press for Carroll as Davison forces a pass way too far inside, but Addie Mounts is able to save it. Davison gets it back top of the key.
And Carroll really lucked out on that one, because Mounts was wide open underneath, didn't even look at the basket.
Harris from the corner, in and out, wouldn't fall. Addie Mounts pulls down the offensive rebound over Jillian Saltz. Mounts double-teamed inside, kicks to Jacobs, her mid-range jumper, banks it in and cashes out.
And that's what we were talking about. Hannah Jacobs, she does a lot of things, but points is definitely something she's going to have to do.
And a foul called on the other end.
And that's a big foul on Abby Harris, as that's going to be her second. So the fouls piling up for Clinton Central here in the first half.
Kinley Randall checking back in. Madison Isley heading to the bench. Five on the floor for the Cougars. It's Saltz, Reinhardt, Springer, Schroeder, and Randall. Randall has the basketball top of the key. Gives it up to Schroeder. Near corner for Springer. She goes to the block for Jillian Saltz. Kick opposite for Randall. Now to the far block for Eliza Reinhardt. She scored from there a couple of times. It was cut off that time. They go near side for Jillian Saltz, who dribbles it back out to the corner and resets the top of the key for Olivia Schroeder. 4:16 to go in the second quarter. Left wing for Springer, back to Schroeder. Now Randall to direct traffic. Far block for Reinhardt. Mid-range jumper for Saltz. Left it short. And rebound for Carly Davison. Davison attacking in transition. Gives it up to Addie Mounts. Mounts, count it! The hoop and the harm.
And Carly Davison takes it the entire length of the floor, draws the eye of every single Carroll Cougar, and that is what we saw in the Rossville game. Addie Mounts, catch and shoot, going to the line for the and one. One thing that I'm kind of shocked at in terms of strategy is whenever Carroll has gotten the ball on the block, they've been doing a really good job of drawing fouls against players like Harris and Emily Long. If you got Carly Davidson down there with one foul already, you got to be willing to take it in against her. Granted, she could steal the ball as well as anybody, but you got to put the pressure on the officials to make that call and get them into foul trouble.
Mounts connects on the three-point play, 14-11, Clinton Central. Springer to the corner, had her shot blocked by Mariah Harvey.
Just a really quick shot out of the offense, and Brady Wiles definitely not going to be thrilled about that. Definitely need to work on moving the ball, especially when someone's not guarding you.
Isley has to go far into the backcourt to Springer. Now to Schroeder, top of the key. Springer works in the corner. Back to Schroeder, right wing three on the way. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Eliza Reinhardt. Reinhardt goes back up strong, missed it short. Rebound secured by Mounts, and then Reinhardt commits the frustration foul.
And she had Carly Davidson in her grasp, but it looked like she tried to avoid the foul in the contact on the other end. And that's something Brady Wiles is asking about, if there was any type of body contact on Reinhardt's shot before she committed the foul 90 feet from the basket.
14-11, Carroll on top, 3:12 to go here in the second quarter. Davison with the basketball. Kicks to the right wing for Nariah Harvey. Harvey didn't want to take the open three. Instead finds Addie Mounts wide open underneath.
Catch and shoot right on the inside of the paint. Excellent look by Harvey into Mounts. Clinton Central cut it to one.
14-13, under three to play here in the first half. Isley drive baseline. Gets the contact, offensive foul. It was not a lot of contact. Mounts really didn't move. We talked to Don Helmick. He said Mounts is a brick wall when she sets those screens. That time she set up for a charge, and she was kind of pushed backwards a little bit. Not a lot of contact, but Isley's called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, not a lot of contact, and I'm not sticking up for the official or anything, but the one thing that a lot of officials are really keying in on this year is if you really lower that shoulder. Guaranteed, they probably saw the shoulder be lowered by Isley just a tiny bit, and that's what warranted the call from the official.
Davison pulls up on the elbow, tried to go off the glass, missed it. And the rebound by Reinhardt. She's got seven rebounds here in the first half. Springer in the far corner, up top to Randall. Probes inside, gives it to Isley. Isley, one dribble to attack, now kicks it to Randall at the top of the key. Dribbles inside, finds Schroeder at the outlet. Schroeder to Springer, far corner three. Well too strong, and she's struggling on her threes here in the first half. 0-for-3 with a couple of bad misses, but an offensive rebound by Carroll, and a foul on the rebound. Foul goes on Harvey.
And that's probably a blessing in disguise, as Maddie Isley had a wide open layup on that offensive board.
Into Reinhardt in the paint, double team comes, gives it to Isley. Couldn't hit the first shot, got her own miss, back up, got two.
Absolutely, and when you got Clinton Central who's not wanting to foul, the best thing you can do is interior passing and work it in the post. That time, Carroll did a really good job of looking opposite.
Harris left wing three, left it short, rebound of the corner, tracked down by Harvey. Harvey sees two, gives it away to Davison. Davison resets to the top of the key, dribbling with a left hand. Guarded by Olivia Schroeder, looks to Don Helmick, gets the new play call. 1:38 to go here in the second quarter. Three-point advantage for the Carroll Cougars, 16-13. Davison holds to the Bethesda Christian Patriot logo at center court. Denies the screen from Nariah Harvey to set up the offense. Attacks Briley Springer off the dribble, pulls it back out, resets. Kicks it to Addie Mounts, mid-range jumper, tries to go off glass, no. Tipped by Harris into the hands of Mounts. Harris, right wing three, shot no good, missed long. Mounts has another offensive rebound, and then a foul going against Eliza Reinhardt after the rebound.
Big time plays by Clinton Central. You don't have to grab the rebound. All you got to do is make sure you just tip it away from Carroll, and then you can chase it down with your teammates. Heck of a job by the Bulldogs on that stanza, giving themselves some extra opportunities for points.
Reinhardt and Saltz are both now out of the game, the two biggest rebounding threats for Carroll. Missed shot by Carly Davison. Had a slow start to this game. 105 to go here in the second quarter. 16-13 as Randall pulls it out, sets up the offense. Holds it top of the key, dribbles her way inside. Hounded by Harris, gives it away to Springer. Now to Randall in the far corner, her three-pointer. Missed off the back iron, rebound corralled by Addie Mounts. And a foul. Another foul 90 feet away from the basket called on Carroll. And it goes on Isley.
And the plan is working out very well for Clinton Central. They're only down 3 points. Somebody heading to the line for Clinton Central in Adeline Mounts. Plus, that 3-2 defense really forcing Carroll to take some shots from the corner, and they have really struggled from the outside today.
Mounts misses the first opportunity at the line. And rattles home the second. So Addie Mounts now 2 of 3 at the charity stripe. 47.2 seconds left in the second quarter. 16-14 is our score. Randall slows up the pace. And Schroeder will hold. Looks like Carroll wants to hold for the final shot. Instead, they go quickly inside to Richardson. Gives it to Isley, who's fouled going up. 29.6 seconds left in the second quarter. And this is a foul on Abby Harris. That is number 3 on Harris.
Another great job of interior passing, going from block to block, finding Maddie Isley. And not only that, you get a third foul on the senior, Harris, who is probably the leading outside threat for Clinton Central. A big get with only 30 seconds to go in the half.
A stoppage in play to ask the Clinton Central student section to stay in the bleachers. Is there... antics might have caused Isley to miss the first free throw. She connects on the second, 17-14. Davison trying to drive inside. Stripped and stolen. 20 seconds left here in the first half. Isley slows it down. Carroll wants the final shot. Randall sets up the play, 12 seconds. Guarded by Harris. Randall stripped. Goes in the backcourt to get it, 7 seconds. Gets by Harris, saves it from going out of bounds, 3 seconds. Randall slips through defenders, took an extra step to get there, doesn't call a travel, couldn't hit the shot. And that is the end of the first half. After 16 minutes, Carroll, a narrow lead. It's 17-14. Right into the halftime break. We'll take a break, be right back after this 2-minute timeout. Back on WILO, Sam Ward alongside Kyle Etherington. Halftime of the girls basketball sectional 54 championship game between Carroll and Clinton Central. The Cougars lead it by 3, a low scoring affair in the first half, 17-14. And you think low scoring, you think that favors Clinton Central.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're Clinton Central, you got to be very happy to be only down 3 points at halftime with this low 17-14 score, very reminiscent of the Rossville game where Clinton Central was only down 1 at halftime as well. But a couple of things that Clinton Central definitely has got to be concerned about. Number one, you got some major foul trouble. You've got 3 fouls on Emily Long, and you've got 3 fouls on Abby Harris. One thing, if you're Carroll, you really got to be keying in on those two players especially. And there were a couple of times where they messed up a little bit and didn't go after Carly Davidson, who has a foul or two herself. Secondly, the role players for Central, they're really doing a fantastic job. We've talked about Mounts, and we've also talked about Harris getting her open shots from the three-point line. Really difficult, though, to get that shot when you got 3 fouls. And then for Carroll on the other side, they've been really passive on the inside. They've gotten the ball in the low post, but very rarely have they really just taken it up strong and gone up for it. And one thing in particular that's caused this is this Clinton Central 3-2 zone. That Clinton Central 3-2 zone is leaving the corners wide open. Carroll has been settling for three-pointers from the corner, and they've not really been hitting them. What that does is, number one, that's taking your offense away from you. But number two, by automatically settling for that three-pointer from the corner, you don't have that high-low. So it doesn't give that post player an opportunity to dive or to come from that opposite block. So that 3-2 of Central really taken away a lot of the post strength that Carroll has used to dominate the two rounds in this sectional championship.
Well, Eliza Reinhart was having a strong first half, had 6 points, and then the foul trouble got to her. She had 2 fouls, leading the way in rebounding. When Reinhart and Saltz were both off the floor, that's when Clinton Central was kind of able to make some headway back into this game. Jillian Saltz hit a three-pointer, hit a couple of twos. She's leading the way with 7 points. But when she went to the bench, Clinton Central was able to make headway.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you don't have a six-footer on the floor, that makes things a lot easier, and it also opens things up for the offensive rebounding game. Like we said a couple of minutes ago, you don't need to grab the rebound on the offensive board. All you got to do is just tip it away from the other team and then have your quicker guards be the ones to chase down the rebound. And I would venture to guess that they're going to play Jillian Saltz a little bit more toward the elbows, elbow to elbow, or have Eliza Reinhart work elbow to elbow, very similarly to how they did in that game that we covered earlier in the season. They've got to really not just settle for those open three-pointers from the corner. They're going to have to drive it in, and with the foul troubles that Clinton Central is in, they're not going to contest you that hard on the inside. And if they do, you're going to be going to the line for some free throws, and they're going to be going to the bench because they don't have a lot of fouls left to give.
Yeah, in this 3-2 zone, you look to score in the post and in the corners. They haven't been able to hit their open corner threes, as Riley Springer and Maddie Isley have both struggled from the corner from distance. And then inside, we talked about Jillian Saltz. We talked about Eliza Reinhart. They get a little more of that, are able to build this lead. Looks like they have a chance, but Clinton Central has been really strong on the defensive end.
It's a pretty simple game. If you hit shots, it makes you look like a genius. And guaranteed, if Carroll was hitting more three-pointers from the corner, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now. So that's kind of the magic that you have to be dealing with here with that 3-2. You're going to leave the corner open, and you just got to hope that the other team misses those shots and doesn't take advantage of those opportunities when it presents itself. And right now, it's working out for Clinton Central. How it works out in the second half, we shall see.
Well, we're going to be right back after a short break. We're going to talk about what we've seen from the Bulldogs of Clinton Central. We'll be right back after this two-minute timeout.
Do you need junk, trash, or construction debris removed? Wampler's has been in the trash removal business since 1948. Call today to schedule regular trash pickup for your home, farm, or business. Wampler's Disposal Service will provide you with one-time trash disposal for your special project or event. We supply dumpsters from 2 yards up to roll-offs. You worry about making the trash, let Wampler's worry about what to do with it. Call Wampler's today at 659-3721. Remember, at Wampler's, you call and we'll haul.
Collisions Unlimited in Flora is Carroll County's largest and finest collision repair facility, serving their customers since 1997. They offer complete auto body repair as well as glass replacement and repair on all makes and models. Collisions Unlimited will repair your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a timely manner. Their entire team supports the Carroll Cougars.
Go Cougars!
Having a bank that understands your industry and operation is a necessity in agriculture. We have been serving ag clients since 1876. At the Farmers Bank, you have lenders that are actively involved in agriculture, so you can be assured that we not only understand your industry, but live it as well. Hi, this is Drew Kreit, Vice President of Agricultural and Commercial Banking. Contact me at 765-654-8731 to discuss customized solutions for your ag lending needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Roby from BCS Boutique in Michigan Town. Valentine's Day is almost here, and it smells like fresh flowers from BCS Boutique. Order your Valentine's flowers today, or stop in and find the perfect gift for your sweetheart. We have soaps and candles, decorative signs, fragrance, handmade crafts, succulents, houseplants, and so much more. Not sure what to choose? Gift certificates are always a great idea. Come see us at BCS Boutique in Michigan Town, or call 765-437-3647.
back on WILO Girls Basketball Sectional 54 Championship Game. Halftime between Clinton Central and Carroll. 17-14 is our score as we get ready to start the third quarter. Let's talk about Clinton Central, what we saw from them on the offensive end. Carly Davison struggled to get anything going. The defense is very focused on her. She had just 2 points in the opening half.
Yeah, just 2 points, but the role players have really been coming to play. You have talked about the foul trouble. We've talked about the foul trouble. Everybody's talked about the foul trouble. Abby Harris and Emily Long, each with 3 fouls. So if they're sitting on the bench with those fouls, you got to get some production somewhere. And Hannah Jacobs, she's gotten a bucket or two here. And then Addie Mounts, kind of being our newcomer of the year, so to speak, kind of our rising star. She's gotten several key looks at the basket. She's gone to the free throw line, got some and ones. So we'll see how the role players do. But throughout this second half, the fouls are definitely going to be something that Clinton Central is going to have to concern themselves with.
8 points for Addie Mounts. She is the leading scorer for Clinton Central after averaging 3.3 points per game on the season. Carly Davison mentioned the 2 points at halftime, averaging 22.6 on the year. We are ready for half number two, 16 minutes away from crowning a champion here in Sectional 54. To start, Carroll will have the basketball. Randall, Schroeder, Isley, Reinhardt, and Saltz. Randall dribbles it to the free throw line. Now gives it up to Saltz, guarded by Harris. Back to Randall up top. 3-2 defense still out there for Clinton Central. Into the corner for Isley. Looking inside. Now they go opposite for Randall. Looking inside, trying to force a pass to Maddie Isley. Knocked out of bounds. And it's going to Clinton Central.
But I really like that set because what they did is they sent Eliza Reinhardt to the elbow, and what that did is it opened up the weak side for Maddie Isley. Pass was a little bit errant, and it was a little bit difficult to handle. However, you got to like that they're sending somebody to the elbow, really overloading, getting those high lows going in the second half already.
First possession of the second half for Clinton Central. Davison still hounded by Olivia Schroeder. Crosses over to the left, goes to the step back, jumper on the way, left it short, offensive rebound by Long. She couldn't hit the shot. Randall flies in for the rebound. Up ahead to Maddie Isley. Isley gives the contact, didn't get the call. Rebound back on the other way comes Davison. Drops it off for Long. Blocked by Kinley Randall.
Out of the Indiana night sky, Kinley Randall coming out of nowhere. Excellent transition defense as it looked like Clinton Central had a surefire layup to Addie Mounts.
Long trying to get it inside. Gives it out to Carly Davison. Davison sees two. Now backs it out. Takes the one-on-one against Schroeder. 6:51 to go here in the third quarter. 17-14 Carroll. Davison moves it to the left, stops to the left wing, gives it to Addie Mounts. Mounts hands it right back to Davison. Now they go right wing for Abby Harris. Harris to Mounts on the left wing. Back to Harris. Harris works her way to the top of the key, hands off to Carly Davison. Gets the double screen, stops at the elbow, and a foul going against Carroll. It will go on Isley.
And one thing that Clinton Central is really doing is they're using Hannah Jacobs and Addie Mounts to set a double screen for the ball handler up top. Carroll's really struggled with switching the screens and getting over the screens. And one thing that Clinton Central is definitely trying to do is to slow this game down, run them off some screens, get them tired, and also get their free throw shooters to the line. Because if they go 8 for 8 like they did in the fourth quarter, they're going to be okay.
Jacobs, a mid-range jumper, misses off the back iron. Saltz is there for the rebound. Jump ball in possession, error staying with Clinton Central. .621 to go here in the third quarter. Isley has just checked out because she picked up her third foul. Audrey Richardson has come in. Long gets the basketball and dribbles it out to the top of the key. Davison, guarded by Olivia Schroeder, gives it to Hannah Jacobs. Jacobs holds top of the key now to Harris. Harris picks up her dribble, gives it back to Jacobs. Jacobs will probe inside and travel.
and they're really cutting Hannah Jacobs loose. She drove into the defense. She had a good 15-foot jumper available to her, but she drove right into the defense, and great defense by Carroll causes the travel.
5:49 to go in the third quarter. Carroll up 17-14. Kinley Randall with the basketball top of the key. Sends it left wing to Richardson and gets it right back. Randall spins inside, goes to the Euro step, swatted up top, jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Carroll.
That's one big difference from the first half as Randall really settled for the outside shot. She's starting to shake and bake, trying to get a little bit more dribble penetration going.
They lob it out to Kinley Randall to the corner for Jillian Saltz. Saltz a triple on the way, too strong. Rebound tipped and tracked down in the corner by Addie Mounce. Mounce able to pivot out of the double team, gives it up to Carly Davison. Davison stops in the lane. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound by Olivia Schroeder.
Great defense by Jillian Saltz, just staying strong, just having the hand up, putting it in the face of Carly Davison, not able to hit it over the six-foot-tall center.
5:11 left in the third quarter. Randall works off the screen. Backs it out, goes up top to Richardson. They reset to Schroeder. To the corner for Kinley Randall. Pump fake, one dribble. Swinging around on a ball reversal. Now inside of the block for Jillian Saltz. Brought the ball down and tied up quickly. For about a split second, Carly Davison put two hands on the ball, and then Saltz pivoted out of it and had clear possession, but they called the jump ball, possession arrow going back to Clinton Central.
And that's one thing as a post player, you cannot bring the ball down, because if you bring that ball down and you don't chin it as soon as you get it in the post, you're going to have a quick guard like Carly Davidson reaching for it. So, yeah, definitely had possession of it, but you got to keep that up and you got to chin it, get those elbows out.
No scoring for the first 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. Jacobs has it in the corner. Nobody comes out to guard her, and she doesn't look to shoot. Harris has it at the top of the key. Hounded by Kinley Randall. Drops it off inside for Hannah Jacobs, who can't hit the layup inside. Good defense by Jillian Saltz. Randall down the lane, blocked by Abby Harris. Davison has the rebound. Davison on a one-on-four fast break. Takes it all the way through, swatted by Jillian Saltz. Offensive rebound for Clinton Central. Emily Long has the basketball top of the key.
Excellent block by Jillian Saltz, but it looked like Carroll just stood and watched the basketball fall to the Clinton Central Bulldogs that time.
Mounce goes back up top for Long. Mid-range jumper finds the bottom of the net.
And that's a huge shot, and that's going to lead to a timeout from Clinton Central's Don Helmick.
Timeout, 17-16, Central down by one. 3:56 to go in the third. We'll take it with them. We'll be right back after this 60-second timeout.
Ready to drive your career forward? Newell Gas is hiring and needs Class B CDL drivers with hazmat and tanker endorsements or the ability to get them. If you've got an excellent driving record, can pass drug screenings, and thrive in all weather, Newell Gas has a career for you. Enjoy fantastic benefits, including paid holidays and time off, 401k with company match program, and profit sharing. Stop by Newell Gas in Michigan Town today or call 765-249-2866. This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com, because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Back on WILO, sectional 54 championship game. Carroll has possession, leading by just one, 17-16. They have not scored here in the third quarter. To the corner for Briley Springer, now inside to Jillian Saltz. Sees two, little three-man game. Springer from the corner knocks down their first three of the game.
And the big difference, other than the make, is that Springer had a lot more time. She got her shot gathered, got her feet set, nothing but nylon.
20-16, Carroll. Pass inside for Mounce. Another block for Jillian Saltz. She's got three. Mounce gets the offensive rebound, trying to work against Saltz. Finds a Jacobs cutting across the lane. Scores it for two.
Terrific back cut by Jacobs as the double team came, but there was no rotation on defense on the other side.
Inside Eliza Reinhart, and a foul going on Carly Davison.
And that's exactly what you need to do. You need to make sure that if you're going to work that triangle on the right side and you go back up top to the elbow, you got to look down in the post. That time Reinhart sealed Carly Davidson. She went up strong with the ball, and Davidson got enough of the arm to warrant a foul call. That's her second.
20-18, Reinhart at the line, knocks down the first free throw. Mounts checks out, Nariah Harvey checks in.
And Sam, I'm going to get up on my soapbox just a little bit. I love the Euro step, and I love Dirk Nowitzki as much as the next person, but basketball players, take it in strong. Don't avoid that contact. Go to the line, get fouled. Get your team going in a rhythm.
22-18, Reinhart 2 of 2 at the line.
Step box done. Or soapbox done.
3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Davison brings it across the midcourt stripe, still with just 2 points in this game. Long holds it on the left wing, does not want to shoot the three.
She thought about it, though.
Thought about it for about 5 seconds before deciding otherwise. Long still holds but dribbles it out. Dribbles it all the way back to the circle at center court. Gives it to Harvey on the right wing. Now to Jacobs, who couldn't handle the pass. Has to go to the midcourt stripe to get it. Double team comes on Jacobs. They throw it to the corner for Carly Davison. Davison, jump stop inside. Nobody was there. Turns it over out of bounds.
And that's the first time that Clinton Central has really looked discombobulated on offense. You thought for a moment that they were going to slow it down, and then they tried to speed it right back up.
Springer passes out of the double. Schroeder, three-pointer, got hit on the way down. Offensive rebound by Reinhart. Faked a shot, up and under, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Off of Clinton Central, stays with Carroll. Reinhart's just killing them on the glass. If she could hit a few more of these putback layups, Carroll would be commanding this game.
Absolutely. Reinhart's just been a beast this entire tournament on the inside, especially with her post game.
They lob it into Reinhart. She goes right back outside for Saltz. Saltz one-on-one against Davison. Now inside to Richardson. Couldn't handle the pass. Got shoved on the pass. And a jump ball possession arrow stays with Carroll.
And it was really close to picking up a fourth foul for Emily Long as she had her leg in between the legs of the post player. Thought for a second that they were going to call the whistle for the foul, but no foul.
Out to Jillian Saltz. 2 minutes to play in the third. To the corner for Briley Springer. She sees a double and gives it away. Schroeder holds up top, surveys the defense, Clinton Central in a 2-3 now. And a tripping foul going to go on Abby Harris as she was trying to stop Schroeder from dribbling around her, and that is number 4 on Abby Harris.
And Clinton Central really had a lot of luck in the first half with that 3-2, but as the fouls are starting to mount up, they're trying to protect the people on the inside. And with Addie Mounts coming back in, they're going right back to that 3-2. But Abby Harris heading down to the bench with 4 fouls.
To the corner for Springer. Back up top for Schroeder. Now inside Reinhart. Up top, Saltz. Long 2, in and out. Offensive rebound by Briley Springer. Springer will launch and knocks it down, a long 2.
And what a job by Carroll to send somebody to the elbow that time. They overloaded the right side. It allowed things to open up for Springer to get the offensive board. She caught it, went right back up. Nothing but net.
24-18, Carroll up by 6. Jacobs trying to force a pass inside. It's tied up. And Clinton Central will retain possession. Every jump ball, there's 3 or 4 girls diving on the floor to get it. All 3 referees are sprinting in. Only problem is they're not giving them any space to stand up.
It's a jungle out there for sure.
Harvey to the corner to Long. Long pulls it back out from the top to the top of the key. To the left wing for Jacobs. Jacobs, a bounce pass inside for Davison. Takes the bump, fades away. Couldn't score it. Reinhart has another rebound. Reinhart racing up the floor, 4-on-4. Reinhart kicks it to the corner, Saltz from the corner, left it short, rebound pulled down by Carly Davison. 24-18, 45 seconds left. Davison up ahead to Mounts, couldn't handle the pass.
And that was gonna be a really tough pass for her to handle because she didn't catch it until she hit the block, and she was going the opposite way of which the ball hit her right in the face. But one thing on defense I'm taking a look at is they have moved Riley Springer on to Emily Long, really to frustrate her, to see if she could possibly pick up an offensive foul, just because Emily Long, having to protect that basketball, she might possibly get called for a little bit of an offensive hand check just a little bit. And look at this, Sam.
Carroll is holding in for the final shot. There was about 40 seconds left on the game clock here in the third quarter when Carroll got possession. Now they pass it to the corner. Riley Springer left it short. Springer's hit 1-3 as Harvey tracks down the rebound in the corner and threw it off of a Carroll defender with 7 seconds remaining.
Had an excellent trap by Carroll, just not able to come up with the ball.
Davison rolls it into the front court. Works around a screen, and offensive foul going on Hannah Jacobs.
And that's the absolutely right call, as she kind of gave her a little hip pointer. She wasn't totally set. Luckily for Clinton Central, that's only Jacobs' first foul.
4.4 seconds left in the third quarter, and Clinton Central will come with a full court press. Katie Harness checks in for the Cougars. Into Springer. Lost it for a second. Goes upside to Isley. Isley lost the basketball. It hits the deck. And the clock expires here in the third quarter. We head to the fourth. 24-18. Carroll on top. We'll take a short break. Be right back. After this, 60-second timeout.
What sets Milner Community Healthcare in Rossville apart? Dedication to the spiritual, physical, and mental well-being of all their residents. Milner Community Healthcare provides top quality care at reasonable prices. Special services such as nursing care, therapeutic diets, open visiting, and transportation to clinics and activities. Stop and look at the professional caring services at Milner Community Healthcare. You'll like what you see. Milner Community Healthcare in Rossville.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and nothing says I love you like flowers from Flowers and Friends in downtown Flora. From classic red roses to beautifully arranged bouquets and unique gifts, they have everything you need to make someone's day unforgettable. Don't wait. Their most popular arrangements are going fast, so get your orders in now. Visit flowersandfriends.net or stop by Flowers and Friends in downtown Flora today.
Back on WILO, fourth quarter, six-point game. Carroll on top, seeking their second straight sectional championship. They beat Rossville in the sectional championship last year after going through a tough game over Clinton Prairie and Clinton Central. They beat Clinton Prairie in their first game on Tuesday night, and then beat Bethesda Christian last night, but they've got everything they can handle in Clinton Central tonight. Randall holds it in the corner, trying to go opposite for Jillian Saltz. It's tipped by Harvey, but Saltz comes up with the basketball. Up top to Schroeder. Holds and sends to the corner for Randall. Randall will take the three-pointer. Well too strong. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Davison. Had it tipped away, but a foul.
And just a really tough break for Carroll, as that basketball did not touch anything. And Clinton Central able to corral it, and they've already got a foul on the board for Carroll here in the fourth quarter. Got to be thinking that Clinton Central is going to be driving it every single time, trying to get to that free throw stripe, especially with the luck that the success they had against Rossville on Tuesday.
24-18, Jillian Saltz has picked up her third foul. She stays in the game. Springer tips it away from Davison. Players diving on the floor. Davison's able to save it to Addie Mounts. Mounts the mid-range jumper. It had a 180-degree angle, but somehow found its way in.
And sometimes it is better to be lucky than good, as that bounce just winked the Clinton Central way.
Reinhart inside, pivots and scores over Carly Davison.
Carly Davidson's not wanting to foul out, so she's definitely going to be playing a little bit lighter on the inside.
Davison for three, left it short, couldn't find the roll. 26-20, 6:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. Reinhart will hold. To the corner they go for Briley Springer. Settles into a three. Got it!
Point of three, Briley Springer. And Carroll has jumped out to a nine-point lead here in the fourth quarter.
Largest lead of the game for the Cougars. And a foul, offensive foul, going on Carly Davison.
And I think that might have been on Hannah Jacobs, the way they are signaling it right now there, partner.
Another illegal screen on Jacobs. 6:29 to go in the fourth. Second foul on Hannah Jacobs.
There were a few people in our way, so I don't blame you.
29-20. Isley holds far side to the corner for Springer. Just hit one. Missed is on this one. Reinhart wide open underneath the basket for an easy putback.
Madam Double-Double, as she's becoming known, Eliza Reinhart.
And a third illegal screen on Jacobs.
And another illegal screen set by Hannah Jacobs. And that definitely got a reaction.
You can hear the crowd. We're sitting in the middle of Cougar country here at Bethesda Christian, and Don Helmick was furious with that call.
Definitely a bench warning, I think, partner.
Helmick did get a bench warning. And 31-20, largest lead of the game for Carroll. 5:59 left in the fourth quarter.
And now with 6 minutes to go, you're going to have to see if Clinton Central comes out of the 3-2 zone that's really helped them.
Saltz outside. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Keep looking for a better shot to Schroeder. Inside to Reinhart. Dominated this game, brought it down, and it's picked and stolen by Carly Davison, and then a foul on the loose ball. And it goes on Eliza Reinhart.
Eliza did a great job of catching the ball on the inside, but she turned the opposite way. You want to turn toward the center because Carly Davidson was on the low area. Reinhart, used to doing that drop step, turned right into Carly Davidson, and that's what caused the ball to get fumbled away and leads to a foul.
Davidson still just 2 points in the game, 5 minutes remaining. Davidson works to the short corner, gives it up to Jacobs. Drives inside, sees two, gives it up Davidson. In the lane, off the glass and in. Timeout, Clinton Central, 31-22 and 32nd timeout, so we'll stay right here. Davison's first points since the first quarter.
And that was a really excellent drive and an even more difficult shot. As she was going to her right, she had to turn back to her left, and she's able to bank it off the glass. And that time, Jillian Saltz kind of got caught up down low, because every other time that Carly Davidson has driven the ball into the post area, Jillian Saltz has been right there with a 6-foot arm and probably a 9-foot wingspan to go with it.
Seems like it. But Clinton Central, still a lot of work to do. And you got to imagine the rest of the game is Carly Davidson time in what could be her final game at Clinton Central. The all-time leading scorer for the Bulldogs needs some late-game heroics. They want to come back against the Cougars. 31-22, 5:15 remaining in the fourth. Carroll basketball.
And Carroll's done a really good job on Carly Davidson, but one thing that they've kind of switched up is they put Briley Springer on Emily Long, and that's made it really difficult for them to get into their offense, especially in this second half.
Clinton Central looking for the trap. They send to the corner for Briley Springer. Now up top, Isley. Nice find inside for Reinhart. One dribble, up for two.
Wonderful high-low. They're playing the angles, and right now, Carroll, 5 minutes away, up 11 points.
Davison kicks. Harris, triple, high-arching shot. No. Rebound, Reinhart, and a foul on Hannah Jacobs, and it'll be number four on Jacobs.
A little bit too much left hand as it clanked off the left side of the back iron, and there's Eliza Reinhart doing the dirty work on the inside. Definitely the glass person cleaning it up. Excellent job by Carroll on that last offensive possession to not just force that early shot.
Reinhart the double-double with 14 points, 10-plus rebounds, and a foul. No, a timeout called as the ball was being tipped away. Clinton Central fans thought it was still a loose ball, but Brady Wiles got the timeout off seemingly in time. 33-22, 4:34 left in the fourth.
candy stripes galore, but the ones in the black and white candy stripes are always the ones that are the most disliked in any gym in Indiana, definitely, from that reaction.
Well, they got one fan base yelling at them, another fan base cheering for them, and then
we're being good. Hey, you and I are being good up here.
33-22, 4:34 left in the fourth quarter. Harris has not hit a shot throughout this game, still scoreless, and you knew she was going to have a big game if Clinton Central wanted a chance in this one. Maybe she can find her shot here in the closing moments.
It's going to be really difficult on defense because Clinton Central hemorrhaging for fouls right now, and they've got several players, key players, in big-time foul trouble.
Schroeder inside to Reinhardt. She's been the big force inside all game, but Carly Davison strips the ball right away from her.
Great defense by Davidson. She read that play automatically.
Harvey inside to Jacobs. Off glass, no. And Wiles says slow it down. Schroeder has had to play point guard for most of this game because Kinley Randall has sat out for a majority of the second half. And Long called for the foul, reaching against Saltz.
And she was going for the ball, but she also got a little bit of the arm as Jillian Saltz did a wonderful job of pivoting out of it. You thought for a minute that Jillian was going to hit one of her teammates on the low block, but Carroll staying disciplined here. They don't need to score.
Saltz, top of the key, into Reinhardt. Double team, Reinhardt off the glass and in again. Eliza Reinhardt with 16.
And that's exactly what I was just talking about as they went to Saltz at the top, high-low, and there's Reinhardt.
Down low for Harvey at the block, spins out of it, Long, pump fake, double team. Gives it back away to Harvey. She'll take the mid-range jumper, left it short. Isley the rebound and a foul on Jacobs, and Hannah Jacobs has just fouled out.
Hannah Jacobs has been really aggressive this entire tournament, going after offensive rebounds. Hard worker, really difficult foul for her as she checks out of the ball game. And Maddie Isley, who held in strong on that defensive rebound, heading to the line, up 13 with 3:32 left to go.
Lydia Neal has checked in place of Jacobs, opting for speed instead of size with Addie Mounts. First free throw misses from Isley, 35-22, 3:32 left. And with every missed shot from Clinton Central, the scissors get closer to the Carroll bench.
And that first shot, she really kind of rushed it. She kind of pushed it. Second shot took her time.
Isley connects on the second free throw. She's got four. Back the other way comes Clinton Central. They score for two.
Carly Davidson made a terrific drive over not one, not two, but three Carroll Cougars on the inside, cutting it to 12.
Springer takes a quick shot, left it short, but she was pushed. And she's getting three free throws.
Huge call on the opposite side as the official did not think that there was enough landing ground for Springer, and this could be a huge turn of events.
It's a 12-point game. This could push it to 15. Springer connects on the first free throw.
And after struggling through most of the first half, Riley Springer, especially from the outside, has really brought her A-game, not just on the offensive end, but she's been really frustrating the Clinton Central Bulldogs on the defensive end as well.
And she's into double figures with 10 all coming here in the second half. And Springer, 3 of 3 at the stripe. 3 minutes remaining. Davison trying to put the cape on. Stops at the elbow, forces up a tough mid-range jumper and connects.
Really tough as she faked out Olivia Schroeder and then she had Eliza Reinhardt right in her face.
39-26, 2:56 left in the fourth. Clinton Central's got to force some turnovers and they do it there as Randall tried to force a pass to the corner.
Just a really difficult pass and it's going to lead to a timeout from Carroll. Just a difficult pass over to Riley Springer, but Springer, being a great teammate, goes right up to Randall, giving her a pat on the back, saying it's okay.
Timeout on the floor, full timeout. We'll take it with him. We'll be right back after this 60-second timeout.
Do you need junk, trash, or construction debris removed? Wamplers has been in the trash removal business since 1948. Call today to schedule regular trash pickup for your home, farm, or business. Wamplers Disposal Service will provide you with one-time trash disposal for your special project or event. We supply dumpsters from 2 yards up to roll-offs. You worry about making the trash, let Wamplers worry about what to do with it. Call Wamplers today at 659-3721. Remember, at Wamplers, you call and we'll haul.
Collisions Unlimited in Flora is Carroll County's largest and finest collision repair facility, serving their customers since 1997. They offer complete auto body repair as well as glass replacement and repair on all makes and models. Collisions Unlimited will repair your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a timely manner. Their entire team supports the Carroll Cougars.
Go Cougars!
Back on WILO, 2 minutes and 51 seconds remaining before we crown a champion here at Sectional 54. Carroll leads by 13, 39-26. Carly Davison with the basketball. A double team out in the backcourt with Schroeder and Springer on her. Lydia Neal takes the mid-range jumper. No. Offensive rebound by Harvey as she is fouled.
They were able to force a really difficult shot for Clinton Central, but the weak side board, which has really plagued Carroll at times tonight, gets them again.
They are double-teaming Carly Davison right away. She gets the ball in the corner, gives it away to Harris. Launches a three, left it short. Harris has just not had her shot all night. And that might do the Bulldogs in with 2:25 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Springer in the corner. She's open but didn't take the shot. Opts to take a little more time off this clock. Saltz with the basketball. Guarded by Carly Davison. Gives it away to Olivia Schroeder. 2:13 to play. Saltz gets it back up near the midcourt stripe. Gives it away. Isley, left foul line extended. Isley guarded by Harris. Stops on a dime. Gives it back to Saltz. Hounded by Davison. Dribbles her way inside. Kicks it out to Reinhardt. Reinhardt off the Saltz screen. Kicks it up to Schroeder. 30-second possession here now for Carroll.
Excellent discipline by the Cougars, and the crowd starting to sense it as they come to their feet.
Isley with the basketball. 1:43 left. Gives it away to Eliza Reinhardt. Went into the backcourt to get it, but she could because the ball was tipped. And Isley called for the double dribble, but the Cougars take 90 seconds, close to it, off of the clock. They double-team Davison in the backcourt with Springer and Schroeder. They leave Neal wide open. Can't hit the mid-range jumper. Long trying to sky in for the rebound. Tipped it away. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Eliza Reinhardt. Reinhardt pulls it back out. 1:20 left. Wiles still screaming at his teammate or team to get in the right position. Saltz down the lane for two in the dagger.
What a great drive by Jillian Saltz, and that might be the final one with a minute to go. Long holds, probes, inside, blocked by Jillian Saltz.
We're going the other way, Carroll basketball.
And she's done it her entire career, Jillian Saltz. Excellent player control, able to block that shot. And Carroll is under a minute away from repeating.
41-26, 56 seconds left. Carroll just got to get the ball across the stripe. Hounded by Davison. Saltz spins across the midcourt stripe. Picks up her dribble. Trying to get it to Reinhardt. Stolen by Emily Long. Spins her way inside. Stops and fades. Connects on a two. Timeout called by Coach Helmick. 41-28. A full timeout, but we'll stay right here with 39 seconds remaining. Carroll fans know it. Clinton Central fans are realizing it. But the Cougars are 30 seconds away from winning back-to-back sectional championships.
Absolutely, Sam. And at this point, you're just trying to waste as much time as possible. You don't need a bucket. You just need to take care of the basketball. Let them come to you. They're going to try and foul you. They're going to try and hit you. You just got to be strong with the basketball. You can't panic, and you just got to keep a level head about yourself because you know it's coming, because with 40 seconds to go, these seniors for Clinton Central, they're not going to go quietly into the night by any means whatsoever.
Emily Coker is subbed into the game for Clinton Central. Coker didn't play in many games for Clinton Central this season due to illness and injury, but she's been able to come in the last stretch of the season and play in short spurts. Coker, one of the five seniors on this roster. 39 seconds remaining. Carroll to inbound. Full court pressure for Clinton Central. Trying to find Saltz. Now they get it to Springer. Back to Reinhardt. Hounded by Davison and fouled. And that is the third foul on Davison, but Clinton Central over the limit. Foul or free throws coming for Eliza Reinhardt.
And the young lady who is really shouldered a huge responsibility, not just in scoring, but also in rebounding, who played point guard last year, is adding one more to her point total as she knocks down the first.
17 points for Eliza Reinhardt. And one at a time, Clinton Central is going to sub off their seniors. Carly Davison heads to the bench, gets a fist bump from Carroll coach Brady Wiles. Davison, what a career at Clinton Central with Long, Harris, Jacobs, and Coker, teammates that have played together their entire careers. They'll be subbed out together, and they huddle near the Clinton Central bench. Tears streaming down some of their faces, but you got to feel for them and their final game. As time ticks off the clock, and Brady Wiles was trying to get a foul given so he could get his subs into the game. And Carroll knows it. Carroll's fans know it. 20 seconds away, 43-28.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Tears of joy on the Carroll sidelines. Tears of sadness on the Clinton Central sidelines. It just shows you how much it means to both of these schools and both of these groups of seniors who have been all over Clinton County and Carroll County basketball for their past 4 years.
Mounts on the interior, 7 seconds to play. Harvey surveys, dribbles to the top of the key, 3 seconds left. And Central will not get a shot off. Carroll storms the floor. They're sectional champions. 43-28, the final score. The Cougars dominated in the fourth quarter. They own the second half. Oh. It's the top of Central 54.
Valiant effort here. Now you got to feel just broken for Central. The way they can this week, as well as the last 4 years for these seniors. But ultimately, Carroll wins the day in a great sign of sportsmanship as Olivia Schroeder and Carly Davison meet at half court.
Carroll rejoices as they're set to get another one of those wooden Indiana trophies. 43-28, final score. Carroll, sectional champions. We'll be right back with a post-game wrap-up after this 60-second timeout.
Hi, I'm Angie McAdams, investment officer at the Farmers Bank. When you invest a lifetime of hard work building a comfortable life and future for your family, you don't want surprises. You want security. You want someone to trust as a partner. We operate in a fiduciary environment, allowing us to provide unbiased and objective guidance, putting you in the heart of our business. For more information on an appointment or getting a complimentary second opinion on your financial statements, I can be reached at 765-654-2619, extension 3308.
Hi, this is Roby from BCS Boutique in Michigan Town. Valentine's Day is almost here, and it smells like fresh flowers from BCS Boutique. Order your Valentine's flowers today, or stop in and find the perfect gift for your sweetheart. We have soaps and candles, decorative signs, fragrance, handmade crafts, succulents, houseplants, and so much more. Not sure what to choose? Gift certificates are always a great idea. Come see us at BCS Boutique in Michigan Town or call 765-437-3647.
Back now on WILO, Carroll, sectional champions, defeating Clinton Central 43-28. The student section joins the team on the floor as they hoist the sectional 54 trophy. These seniors not done yet as they will face Monroe Central next Saturday at regionals. Monroe Central, one of the top teams in Class 1A, and so Carroll will have another big test next week, but I think they're going to enjoy this one for a second.
They're definitely going to be enjoying it tonight as the student section comes out onto the court in an orderly fashion as asked by Bethesda Christian. Well, as orderly as it could be for a sectional championship, but it's going to be a fun time tonight for the Cougars, but they're going to be right back at it this next week as Monroe Central, one of the top teams in the northern half of the state, got a couple of young sophomores averaging 16 and 14 points respectively. Should be a good matchup, but if anybody can take on really talented guards, it's definitely the Carroll Cougars, who are right now enjoying the fruits of their labor. Back-to-back sectional championships in girls basketball.
And you have to just give a shout out to Clinton Central, the big upset win over Rossville and then dominating last night against Frontier. And Carly Davison gave it everything that she had, like she did her entire career. She finished with 8 points in tonight's game. She finishes as the all-time leading scorer, record holder for Clinton Central. What a career for her. What a career for these seniors from Clinton Central.
Absolutely. They have been a thorn in the side of many opponents for the better part of a decade, and I say that with all due respect because that's the greatest compliment you could possibly get from any opponent, as they did it with hard work, teamwork, and tenacity, and all the way to the end, whether it was an injury or it was foul trouble or anything like that, they never gave up and they continued to compete. Just a really difficult thing to see those careers end for a group of seniors who have meant quite a lot to Clinton Central Lady Bulldog basketball over the last 5 to 10 years.
What a game for Eliza Reinhardt. Knew she was going to be a key piece inside with the defense for Clinton Central, but she stepped up, especially in that second half.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing that I really appreciate about Eliza Reinhardt is just her ability to catch the ball in the post and not just look opposite for a pass, but she really caught it in the post. She looked to score just about every single time. She made the game her own, and that really was the difference, because what that did is it opened things up for her teammates on the outside, which really allowed Briley Springer an extra bit of time to get started in the second half, hitting some big threes from the outside. And then, of course, the 6-foot-tall Ms. Reliable, Julian Saltz, right there for the Carroll Cougars as well. Not bad for a point guard who became a post player within 1 year, as Brady Wiles was telling us on Inside the Huddle this morning, too.
And not bad for Jillian Saltz and these seniors on this Carroll team. The amount of success that they have had as they climb the ladders to cut down the nets, and Eliza Reinhardt, fittingly, is the first one to climb the ladder.
Most certainly. And if she didn't have a double-double in this game, I don't know what game she's ever going to have a double-double in, because she was everywhere, not just on the offensive side, but on the defensive glass as well as the offensive glass, even went to the free throw line. So it will be very, very interesting to see how Carroll not only celebrates tonight as the players continue to go up into the rafters to take home their piece of the net, but it'll be interesting to see how they attack a talented Monroe Central squad that's got two players, as I said before, averaging over 13 points a game, both of them, and they're really young. A lot of sophomores in that starting lineup for Monroe Central, so it's going to be a fun one next week. I think so far, Sam, I think Vegas betting odds so far, you and I think it might be somewhere between Marion and LaPel, quite possibly, for the regional. Another host site is Frankfort, but Monroe Central closer to Muncie, so we'll just have to wait and see. Make sure you pay attention to social media, especially ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, because Sam Wirt, he's going to be the guy that'll break the scoop to you as soon as we get information on where that regional is going to be played between Carroll and Monroe Central.
What a game played in the second half by the Carroll Cougars. This was a 17-14 game going into halftime. Carroll didn't score for the first 5 minutes of the third quarter and still able to keep their composure, play great defense, and when they needed to in the fourth quarter, they really turned it on.
Absolutely, and that goes right with the defensive scheme that they had. Olivia Schroeder, Briley Springer, and everybody, especially on the inside, Jillian Saltz had several key blocks on Carly Davidson. Really, for a high-scoring guard for most of her career, they did an excellent job of making sure that if she didn't make the shot, that she gave the ball up, and then they were able to close out on the Clinton Central Bulldogs whenever they would attempt a shot without Carly Davidson having the ball in her hand. So hats off to Carroll. Defense, once again, proving to be one of the main reasons why Carroll is the repeat champs of girls basketball in this sectional for the second year in a row.
Briley Springer doing, she's got to climb up to the top rung to cut any piece off the ladder, the shortest player for Carroll. But and then you get Audrey Richardson, goes two steps. Up, and she's close enough to do it. Jillian Saltz might not even need the ladder.
And this is the main reason why you play basketball, to cut the nets down. And a lot of people have different theories about it. I say be as selfish as possible, because you never know when the next time is going to be you're going to get a piece of that net to take home. And granted, we drove over 50 miles to get here, especially from Carroll County, but that's going to be a fun bus ride all the way back. Be sure to check social media just in case they have any type of pep rallies. I saw the athletic director. He was wearing the candy stripes tonight, too. Looking quite fashionable with the rest of the boys' basketball team wearing their candy stripes in the student section tonight, Sam.
Absolutely. Well, one more time, the final score, 43-28. Carroll gets the win in the sectional championship game. They are moving on to regionals next week, and we'll find out more about where they're playing. We know who they're playing, and that's Monroe Central, who dominated in their sectional championship game. And that will be a great matchup. We'll have that game for you next week, right back here on WILO. We thank you all for tuning in and listening, whether you're listening on the radio or streaming it on Clinton County Daily News or via the WILO app. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Want to thank our sponsors one more time: Collisions Unlimited, Wampler Services Incorporated, Milner Community Healthcare, the Farmers Bank, Flowers and Friends, Newell Gas, TC Trailers, and BCS Boutique. Carroll gets it done. Back-to-back sectional champions. For our entire broadcast crew, Jason Britton back in the studio, my broadcast partner Kyle Etherington, I am Sam Wirt, saying so long, everybody.